That was a big boy game, heavyweight bout, and we fortunately caught him late with a pretty good right, because that could have gone either way.
That's Kansas basketball coach Bill Self after they beat Villanova last Sunday. NASCAR driver Clint Bowyer is a huge Jayhawks fan and really excited about his team making the Final Four in San Antonio coming up this weekend. But this past Monday in Virginia, Bowyer turned into a big fan of Martinsville Speedway. Hi, everybody. It's Lambeau on Sports, my podcast here on WBAP. It's my time to take a lot more time than I get to on the morning show to talk about what's trending in sports or whatever else I think is important. Around here right now, it's baseball, the NCAA basketball tournament, and racing with the O'Reilly Auto Parts 500 coming up a week from Sunday out at Texas Motor Speedway. I've been on a countdown for the last month leading up to the big race weekend at TMS. Most of you who follow motorsports have a favorite driver, but if you don't, I've got a recommendation. Pick somebody from Stuart Haas Racing or pick Kyle Busch, who's been the runner-up now in three of the last four races. Busch is frustrated, and you can't blame him. We'll hear from the Joe Gibbs driver in just a moment. But right now, I want you to hear what it sounded like on Monday when Bowyer ended that long drought of getting to victory lane.
And the white flag wave, sponsored by Credit One Bank.
All clear, man. All clear. All clear. Race is official. Bring this thing home. Playoff first, a Busch class entry, and an all-star race, Holla.
Tick-tock, grandfather clock. Clint Bowyer wins Martinsville.
Yeah!
Woohoo!
Yeah, but yeah! All right!
Ninth career win. In his 439th start, his last win came October 2012 at Charlotte. First time he's won at Martinsville, and Clint Bowyer taking home the checkered flag is today's Sunoco fueling victory.
That's Mike Joy with the call of the race in Fox Sports. Bowyer, one of the guys on that Stuart Haas Racing team that has dominated the season so far with four wins in the first six races. Three for Kevin Harvick, three in a row, and now Bowyer.
What a journey. Can you describe the relief?
You know, to have it come here, this is a place where I've gotten so close. I wanted to win this grandfather clock so bad. I mean, Patty come over. We got so close back in 2012, and to see him and everybody, Mike Buga, everybody on this team, everybody at Stuart Haas Racing, this year, we learned last year. Obviously, Harvick came on strong at the end of last year. But it was a learning year for our team with a 14 bunch. It was just time. It's, for whatever reason, it felt right driving up here. Such a cool place to be able to drive up through the countryside on a two-lane road and think about the race. And I told him this morning, I was like, damn it, we got to get our picture in victory lane. And he told me he wanted a checkered flag. We get that checkered flag. Let me tell you something. Gene Haas, Tony Stewart, to give this old dog a fresh chance and fresh blood, new opportunity. Rusty Rush, everybody at Rush Truck Centers, thank you, brother. Love you. Wish you were here. One Cure's a new partner for us. Wix Filters is a new partner. It's going to be on the car later. He's really proud of that checkered flag. But just everybody working together from Harvick leaving a charge with those first two. Give me one of them damn beers. With his first three wins there, and then finally to get to 14 in victory lane. It's just a weight off the shoulders, man. It's been a long time. You start to question if you can get it done or not. To have it come at this place, I'm telling you, it meant a lot.
So many meaningful things about the win today. The first time for your kids to be to victory lane. And you mentioned it. This is the place. You're an old school racer. This is the place that every driver wants to have on their resume, and especially have that clock.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is the place that's a... an acquired taste. It's something that when I first got here, I was a duck out of water, just like everybody else that starts here at their first. Learned from Jimmy Johnson, learned from Jeff Gordon, sometimes the hard way, but nonetheless, I learned over the years and finally put it to good use to keep Kyle Busch the best in the business, one of the best in the business. Behind you, those closing laps, it's just the nerves are through the roof. My brother was on the back straightaway, just like old times at Lakeside. I could see his big ass back there rooting me on and telling me, just like he did back at Lakeside. So, it's unbelievable how it all came true and to have everybody here. The Dirt Boys, they had a good weekend, and I told them guys to come up here because we were going to have a good one. Mobile One, You know, the technology that they give us is second to none, and just awesome. To watch those Haas F1 cars run as good as they did this weekend, and then all four of our Stewart Haas cars had a good weekend. Great weekend to be a Stewart Haas company.
In the media center, after Beauregard won this past Monday, somebody asked, being the big Kansas Jayhawks fan that he was, would he be going to watch Kansas play in the Final Four Saturday? He looked for his wife, Laura. Her response was, no. She did say if Kansas wins on Saturday and gets to the title game Monday, well, he can go to that. Life is good for Clint Bowyer after a long drought. While that hasn't been the case for Kyle Busch, you've heard the expression, close but no cigar? Busch has been living that so far in 2018. And that's what the conversation was about with Nate Ryan and Kyle Petty on NASCAR America on NBC.
We come here to win each and every week, and we've been right there. We've been second best a lot this year. We just haven't been able to close the deal and get the job done, you know. So, you know, we're doing what we need to do. We're just not quite there being able to knock that door down. So, you know, trying to get there. Yeah, I thought once he got to heavier lap traffic that's when I would pour it on and try to catch up. And I did that. I caught up. But once I got within a second, I believe it was probably that that's all she had. We didn't have any more, you know. So couldn't quite get all the way there and close that gap up completely.
So third, second place finish in the last four races, Nate. Why do you think this is happening?
I think it's just that he is best in class, Carolyn, in each of these second place finishes. And it's just that each case, there's somebody who's better than best in class, who's dominant. And it was Clint Bowyer of Martinsville. It's been Kevin Harvick in the past. And I think Kyle Busch is accustomed to being in that role where when there's a dominant car and who just blows away the field, he's that guy. And I think that even though he's had the speed and his car has been really strong, the fact that it still is not quite strong enough, there's always one guy who's better, I think that irks him a little bit more.
Yeah, I agree, Nate. I think it does irk him a little bit more that there's one car better than him. He said it yesterday in post-race. We're, you know, this much better than everybody else, but there's always one car that's that much better than we are. And it's bothering him. Let's go back a complete year. If we go back to last year, the first part of the season, everybody talked about the Toyotas not running that well. And I would beg to differ. I thought that Kyle Busch ran phenomenally well the first part of last year. But they beat themselves. They beat themselves on pit road. They beat themselves with penalties. They beat themselves with mistakes that they made. But they were a good car, a dominant car in some cases, if we go back to the first half of 2017. 2018, as you say, they are not a dominant car. They are not beating themselves. They are getting beat. And I think that is a lot more frustrating for Kyle to handle. If he knows they can fix the mistakes, and because they have a dominant car, I can maybe live with that and fall out of a race. But getting beat week in and week out, Kyle Busch can't tolerate.
That's Kyle Petty and Nate Ryan on NASCAR America on NBC. So Clint Bowyer wins the STP 500, run this past Monday because of the snow they had in Virginia last weekend. Now I think of STP, and I think of the king, Richard Petty. I've got his autograph from back in the day at Texas Motor Speedway when I got to interview the 7-time NASCAR champ. Can you imagine how many autographs Petty has given in his lifetime? I have no idea. But signing autographs is something that goes with the territory when you compete in motorsports.
One time a couple weeks ago, I counted just walking out to qualifying and back, I signed 70. So it's kind of crazy. Yeah, let's take a picture.
I would have to say in the tens of millions.
I've signed upwards of 5, maybe 10,000 before.
A lot. Seems I can't even put a number on it, but it's been a ton.
We get a stack of postcards in, and there's 1,000 in a box, and in a week I can sign 3 boxes.
See a guy like Dale go through the garage and see the swarm around him, and I feel like at times there's a lot of people asking for mine, but you know, really it's nothing compared to him.
They stand in line for hours. They're out in the rain.
I wish I had a penny for everyone I've signed. I would definitely be down somewhere on an island relaxing.
People ask me all the time, does that get old? And it's like, no, not really. I mean, you know, it flows off the wrist pretty good, but, you know, it's cool.
It means you're doing something right. People are coming and trying to get your autograph, and always smile and give them the autograph, and it's just cool to people want your autograph.
A few years back, I was running a race, and a guy actually brought a door off of one of my I think it was actually my very first late model car.
I did sign this guy's forehead one time. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Signed an awful lot of body parts. All kinds of body parts.
I've had a few kids just have me sign their arms, and you're always looking for their parents. Oh, my parents said it's okay. No, I need to talk to your parents before.
Someone had a place shaved on their dog one day. Sign this, you know, it's like people just, they're race fans, and that's what's cool about our sport.
The comments from guys like Johnny Salter, Dale Jr., Joe Nemechek, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. I'm looking forward to next weekend at Texas Motor Speedway. I bet you are too. It's always a good time. And you can win some tickets right now, if you don't already have them, by going to WBAP.com and looking under What's Happening. What's Happening is Race Day University with Coca-Cola. This is where you're going to get access to driver and celebrity Q&As before the Sunday race, along with pit passes that will get you into the loud and proud pre-race show with Bret Michaels in concert, followed by the driver introductions, and then the race. It's a great way to spend a Sunday, and you can win your tickets to Race Day U by, again, just going to WBAP.com and look under What's Happening. I hope to see you at the track. And I hope to see you again. Well, I won't see you since we're here on a podcast, but I hope you take a listen to Lambo on Sports, where I'm going to be talking a lot the next few weeks about the Texas Rangers, along with the NFL draft, which is coming to AT&T Stadium on April the 26th. Maybe by the time that happens, we'll know more about Dez Bryant and his future with the Dallas Cowboys. Thanks again, as always, for listening to Lambo on Sports. And until the next time, I'm Steve Lamb, WBAP Sports.